This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
But when we signed Marcus Mariota, my partner was down on it from day one. And I said, okay, well, maybe, you know, he'll come in and he'll be a better version of himself than he was in Tennessee. And the reason we signed him is because our coach at the time, Arthur Smith, had a relationship. He had coached him in Tennessee. And, you know, he comes in, Mike, and we were in a pickle, right? We couldn't spend that year.
Well, remember, guys, it all started with them trying to play for Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
And that blows up in their face. And then you got to get a quarterback because you've traded Matt Ryan.
Marcus Omarita.
And so because of what happened, remember, guys, it was St. Patrick's Day weekend. The word comes out that somehow the Falcons are in the mix for Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. mostly likely from Arthur Blank. To this day, nobody wants to claim it. General managers want to know how it got there. It just happened, right? Somehow we called a football team about a player. Don't know who. So who made the freaking call, right? Anyway, that's another argument for another day. Because we blew that and didn't have enough money to play with the Browns in the big game with the Texans, we end up moving Matt Ryan for next to nothing. Third round pick to the Colts, and now we had to go get a quarterback. So it was a 2-year next to nothing, $18.75 million deal from Mariota, to your point. Some familiarity from his time up there in Nashville with Arthur Smith.
Okay, so now fast forward. He's not been here. I felt like he quit on the team when you didn't want to help the young quarterback that was in place. You left the facility, and now, Mike, he is saying his side of the story?
Now, again, I don't even know what this video is from. It has a Bud Light logo and a FanDuel logo. So I presume this is from where he is playing nowadays, right?
Okay.
Right. Where is Marcus playing, by the way?
He's in Washington.
Yeah, he's a backup for the Commanders. So I presume this is FanDuel DC.
Yes.
So anyway, there's an interview with two guys and Marcus, and he basically, it's about 5 minutes long, a video, five and a half minutes. I watched it earlier in the commercial break. He basically intimates that Arthur Smith and the Falcons did him wrong. That basically, when he had the knee problem, they told him that they were going to go in another direction with Ritter.
Okay.
And he said he was going to get his knee checked out. And then he says that Arthur then implied, oh, no, Marcus quit on the team. And the message that we got from the organization and Arthur was that Mariota's not coming back to Falcons, which
right.
he didn't.
That's right.
And I got to be honest. If Marcus Mariota is a very kind of low energy guy, you know, some guys are over the top. He was a very low key guy. He's just kind of equivocating on the specifics. He kind of talks a little bit in circles. This is my take on this. And as I like to say on the radio, and you agree with me, there's three sides to every story: his, hers, and what happened. Or in this case, Arthur said what happened. I'd like to hear what Arthur Smith says about this. He keeps going, you know, Arthur's a good guy. You know, he's a good guy, but basically infers that, like, Arthur put this out there. That's a
convenient narrative.
No, come on, Art.
That somehow Mariota quit and that he says that wasn't the case. Now, I got to be honest. I'm having a hard time believing this video and the way he's presenting it, because he's not saying it with a lot of conviction. He's saying it in a very passive-aggressive manner, for lack of a better word. I post the video at Mike Bell ATL. You guys can take a look and tell me what you think.
It's the first time we've seen him discuss this. I'm assuming 3 years from now we'll have a Kirk Cousins video like this. discussing what happened with the Falcons. I'm just saying. But this is the first time we've heard from Marcus Mariota. Now,
Orrin is checking. I don't think there's any cussing. We just got to make sure before we put the audio on the airwaves.
Okay. And by the way, for those of you who are saying, okay, what's this have to do with the price of tea in China, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. Some of these things that we go through in the world of sports that are unresolved, sometimes we just want closure. Sometimes it's like, okay, this is the story we believe. This is what happened. And then all of a sudden somebody comes out and says, let me tell you what really happened. And you go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And it allows somebody to defend themselves. Listen, I would have loved to have talked to Marcus Mariota, just like Kirk. I'd love to talk to you. But we didn't get a chance to. He left. He left the city. He was gone. And then he was signed somewhere else, Mike. And everybody said, all right, good riddance. But for him to come out now, why now, Mike? Like, why now, like, discuss this? I mean, seriously. So, I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. Mike keeps telling me I got to check it out. I'm going to. But I invite you to go check it out. Because I love the fact that it was like, well, I was kind of done dirty. Okay, well, what happened?
Well, I mean, first things first. I mean, we just talk, we walk it back. He wasn't effective as a quarterback. You know, then we can talk about, you know, the team maybe moving on after a knee injury. But look, Arthur Smith has moved on. He's obviously has designs on becoming a head coach at some point. He's going to have a quarterback first if he's going to do that at Pittsburgh. But I just, you know, I know that we met with Arthur. And yes, Arthur does tend to talk in circles sometimes and does kind of beat around the bush. But he didn't strike me as the kind of guy that would do that to a player. And one thing I think we all said when we were out there every week, guys, every day in that locker room, we were out there, that even though the team looked a little dysfunctional with the play calling and the execution, nobody was quitting on Arthur Smith. Only guy that got upset, and it was no big deal, was Cordarrelle Patterson, gave me the ball. That was the closest thing we had anybody beefing with him, even though it drove the fans nuts.
It did. All right, meanwhile, we got to tell you today, Kirk Cousins, speaking of Cousins, reported to voluntary workout today. Zach Klein first reported this on WSB. The belief, again, is Cousins and his camp prefer to wait until after the draft before exploring trade options. We know why. But I still believe that that is something that's on the table. I still believe the Falcons are confident that they can do that. They're asking teams, from what we understand, to pay some of this down, this salary, right? But he's in the building, Mike, and we're paying him $27.5 million fully guaranteed. We know he's owed more than that.
Right.
But that's what we're paying him. So I think today as we started the show and I said, Mike, what is this all about? And I'm asking you guys. I mean, honestly, the reason why I'm skeptical is because everything we've heard since after the season is he wants out. He had a meeting with our owner and Arthur Blank. Arthur Blank owned it at the owner's meetings, annual meetings down in Florida, and said, look, I was on the phone with him for an hour. I took notes because I wanted to make sure I was paying attention to the things he was saying.
Right.
So if I want out of a situation – I'm not showing up for Jack. I'm just telling you guys. Now, even if you say, well,
you would be like disgruntled, almost like a mini holdout.
Correct.
Right.
And Mike, even if you said, well, Dukes, there's a lot of money tied to this, all right? And maybe his people or his agent said, hey, you got to get your extra money that's tied to this. I'm still not, Mike, because I just got $100 million over the last 2 years. Okay?
But, I mean, maybe this is just another example of Kirk Cousins showing you his true colors. He tells you one thing in the fall when he gets benched, that he's not hurt. And then he goes and makes excuses to everybody out there. No, I was really banged up. And now, maybe it's simply about the dollars with Kirk Cousins. No one's made more money when you think about it and gotten less done as far as the playoffs. You know, some of that's beyond his control, the team he played on.
Sure.
But there's ties to your contract that you've got to be at anywhere from 75 to 80 to 90% of these team activities for you to get these different roster bonuses and for the contract to play out. So to make sure that he's in compliance, that's, I think, why he's here.
Okay.
That's how Randy broke it down. And Randy McMichael was talking about it. Some contracts now, it's 80, some it's 90%. But basically, he's here for that.
Okay. So here's my other side of that. And maybe it is just that simple. But again, if you're going to go through the fuss of all the things that have been said, and you're laying out this plan for you to leave the ATL and land on your feet wherever you want to, Mike, you don't care about that. You just don't. And the idea is, all right, maybe he wants to get back in the good graces of people who said, hey, I don't know if this guy is good guy, bad guy, whatever the situation may be, but look at this. He's showing up when he doesn't have to.
Right.
And you know what? He's doing what they're asking him to do. Doesn't that go somewhere and maybe it lets you feel a little bit better about it? No, it doesn't.
Right.
For me, it doesn't change anything. And Kirk Cousins has to know, even if he's on this team, all right, in the fall, unlikely but possible. If he is, Mike, what is he doing? He's not talking to us. And I say us, I'm just media, period. He's not one of the faces. He's going to be just like every other backup quarterback back behind the scenes, not saying a whole lot. And I just feel like at the end of the day, this, if that is this ploy to say, hey, I'm doing everything the Falcons asked me to do. I'm a team player. Look at me. Hey, maybe this helps other teams view me in a different way.
Right.
Okay, maybe. But I'm just I'm really perplexed on why you would even show up in a voluntary situation when you know this is not my final destination.
I'm going to chalk it up to simply
money.
Money. Money? And not greed, because he's like, he's a contractually obligated player. If this is part of the contractual obligation, so be it. He's fulfilling it. But it does look weird. Bijan Robinson talking to D-Led. I mentioned it in the Falcon Report at the top of the hour. And I love Bijan, I think everyone's favorite Falcons, saying, and I love the quote, Carl, I'm tired in the offseason, says Bijan, of telling people, like, man, we're almost there.
Mm.
And obviously feeling they've got a lot of talent on this team, but obviously it's time to put it together. Now from the start of the season with Michael Penix Jr. under center, and hopefully in a 2016-like draft where we find some impact players.
Please.
And the guys that we have not had impact yet from the last two drafts are impactful, then yes, we can do that.
All right. That's something that's going on. We'll continue to talk about it as we count down to the draft on Thursday. Mike and I live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun, of course, all throughout the day, draft coverage. And then, of course, Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti at Mercedes-Benz Stadium doing the draft live as they normally have done over the last X amount of years, guys. It's a lot of fun. They do a terrific job. And then the post-draft coverage as well. And then Friday, we're back up at Flowery Branch. And that's going to be fun as we'll be talking to whomever they end up drafting.
Yes.
I don't know. We don't know what position and all that stuff. But whoever that person is, Mike, I'm hoping that it's somebody that can come in here and help us immediately. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I mean, edge rusher, certainly. Trading down, certainly. See, trade down and an edge rusher, pick up a corner with a second round and everything else you need.
Boom.
Beef up your O-line, go get a wide receiver, get another, more safeties, whatever you want to do. But, I mean, right now, the number one, edge rush. I'd love the idea of getting an extra second or a third if you could pull it off. Because right now we got no third, no fifth.
All right, we spent a lot of time today talking about the Hawks before we exit left. By the way, Chris has got the night show coming up here at 6 o'clock. Trae Young has no desire to leave Atlanta. That's what he's told Chris Haynes. Then Trae tweeted out today, and Big O, I want you to read this again for us because I analyzed it, maybe more than most of you. But Trae thanking the ATL, it's year 7, guys.
Thanking.
Yes.
Thanking, as in the end of something.
No. Thanking us.
Drawing conclusion. Thank you for my time here. That's how you read it. That's how you hyped it.
A little bit. That's how you freak people out. All right.
You did this.
Oh, read the tweet from Trae today.
ATL, heart emoji. 7 years down, and last, I won't be in the postseason. Love, praying hands, heart emoji, basketball emoji, snowflake emoji.
I won't be out of the postseason.
So look at all the emojis and go with the I, huh, Carl?
Right. Where is the we Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta, we will be in the playoffs every year from this moment on? Where is that? I'm just saying, Mike, that's all. Can I get that?
Hey, man, where's the we in this team putting somebody around him that can play? Okay? There's no I in team.
Can I get that?
There's no I in team. There's an E in team. There's an E in money. And when is Russell going to spend some?
Well, O read that earlier on the show, and everybody's like, oh, Trae wants to be here. I'm like, hold on. Let's analyze it.
Now, Trae's dad was texting with us yesterday. We'd love to get Trae on the show. Trae's dad, Ray, appreciate you hitting us up. But as you know, as he said, Trae is sick and tired, as anyone else would be, of watching his peers continue to play, and he's at home.
I feel that.
And then as you brought up yesterday, if I'm Trae, get me out of here because I don't trust you guys to get this right. And whether you think I'm the man or not, and if you can't find me a Robin, I'll go to a team with a Robin, and I'll go be Batman or I'll be Robin. Either way.
That's right.
But as far as the Hawks, you know, right now he's got, what, one more year, and then he can opt out and adios, right?
One more year.
And if you don't, then you're locked into like a major contract that maybe wrestlers not prepared to spend on.
Chris Haynes says, again, Trae has no desire to leave Atlanta. That's is what he is saying. And look, I think he's been saying this. But if you want reassurances, all right, that's what he's saying publicly. What's he saying privately?
I mean, he might not have desire to leave Atlanta, but he also has a desire to win.
You're right. You're right. All right.
Build his brand. By the way, is Trae going to be on the Olympic team in Los Angeles?
I'm sorry?
We have an Olympics coming up in 3 years. Is Trae going to be on that team?
When's the Olympics?
In 3 years. It happens every four.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is he a Nike or Adidas guy?
Well, it's funny because you'd think Grant Hill, who works with the Hawks, might have some say about it. Oh.
Mm. I hope he is.
Grant, by the way, is part of the U.S. men's basketball team.
Yes, he is. I hope he is, but we're going to see. Look, that was the last LeBron and Steph Curry Olympics we'll see.
Mm. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the next crew, the next group of guys.